Dear listeners, welcome to Kids Express, a show on Radio Miraya 101 FM. I am Uncle Deno, today in the studio, your host. Yes, Kids Express brings you the voices of the children on varieties of issues that affect their lives, providing the opportunities for them to speak out their minds. Yes, Kids Express brings you the voices of the children on varieties of issues that affect their lives, providing the opportunities for them to speak out their minds. Yes, as we close this month of June, this beautiful month of June, we introduced a topic, very, very nice topic, societies and cultural talk. And we had a lot of discussions with numerous children from various schools around Juba. And we talked a lot in depth about culture. We looked at most of the various cultures that we have in South Sudan, and we realized we are blessed with a lot of diverse cultures, and that makes us all so unique and yet again unite us together as one. And we're so proud to have kids from all over Juba to discuss this. And this week we want to crown it still under the society and cultural talk. We want to talk about society as a subtopic. And we are going to be having children all the way from JCC Primary School in Munuki. And in the studio today, I have Emmanuel in the studio. How are you doing, Emmanuel?
Fine. Okay, I am by name of Emmanuel Kuyu from JCC Munuki Primary School, a student from Primary 7.
Wow, you're very welcome, Emmanuel. We have Musa in the studio. How are you doing, Musa?
Extremely fine. I'm by name called Musa Nazar. I'm JCC Primary School. I'm in Primary 7 class. Feeling with a great excitement to be here today.
Wow, you're very welcome. There is Susie in the studio. How are you doing, Susie?
Okay, thank you. My name is Susie Wilson. I'm from JCC Primary School. I'm in P6 class, and I'm happy to be here.
Yes, we also have Elizabeth in the studio. How are you doing, Elizabeth?
Yep, I'm my name of Elizabeth Wilson Thomas. If you don't mind, call me Lisa. And I'm in primary 8th class.
I'm going to call you Lisa.
No problem.
We also have Dorka in the studio. How are you doing, Dorka?
I'm fine. I'm by name Dorka Simon Samara. I'm in primary 5. I'm happy to be with you here.
Okay. You're very much welcome, Dorka. Yes, dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, hey, we've just started the show, so you are at the right place at the right time. We're going for a short break. If we come back, hey, a lot is in store for you. We are just starting. Don't go away. Call everyone who is cooking, everyone who is out there. They should come. The show is just starting. Oh, don't go away.
I see what's happening, yeah. You're face to face with greatness and it's strange. You don't even know how you feel. It's adorable. Well, it's nice to see that humans never change. Open your eyes, let's begin. Yes, it's really me, it's Maui, breathe it in. I know it's a lot, the hair, the bod. When you're staring at a demigod, what can I say except you're welcome? For the tides, the sun, the sky. Hey, it's okay, you're welcome. I'm just an ordinary demi-guy. Hey! What has two thumbs and pulled up the sky? When you were waddling yay high, this guy. When the nights got cold, who stole you fire from down below? You're looking at him, yo! Oh! Also, I lassoed the sun. You're welcome to stretch your days and bring you fun. Also, I harness the breeze. You're welcome to fill your sails and shake your trees. So what can I say except you're welcome? For the islands I pull from the sea. There's no need to pray, it's okay. You're welcome. Ha! I guess it's just my way of being me. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah, welcome back from that short break. Yes, back to the studio and the guests in the studio, our pupils all the way from JCC in Munu Key. Yes, our first discussion point for today would be, what do you understand by when someone say a society? Yes, Lisa.
Society is an organized group of people whose members work together for a common purpose and sharing common understanding.
Yeah, that is very serious. I've been sent back to school. I've just learned a lot right now. Yes, Dorka.
Society is the largest group of people who live together in organized way, making decisions about who to do things and sharing the work that needs to be done.
Brilliant. I think we should clap for Dorka. Man, I'm just super excited. Today is just the day. Yes, Musa, you want to add something?
Yeah. Society is a large group of different people living together in a state or a country in which they are sharing the same laws.
Yeah. Okay. That's cool. Yes, Susie.
Society is a particular community of people who share the same customs.
Ah, same customs. Yes.
Society is the aggregate number of people living in more or less ordered community.
Wow. This is just exciting. Yes, our next discussion point would be, all of us come from a society, right?
Yep.
Ah, yes. What are some of the things that makes your society very nice to live in your society where you come from? What are some of the things that make your society very nice to live in that you, every time you go outside, you say, I miss my society. What are some of those things? Yes, Susie.
Being as a peaceful society. Because when we are in peace among ourselves, it makes it possible for us to interact with one another and join hands in order to overcome the challenges facing the society.
My friend, that unity. This is just very nice. Yes, anyone wants to ask? Yes, Musa.
Yeah, the society which is social and the society which is transparent.
That is your society? Eh? Ah, that is cool. Yes, Emmanuel.
Love Abel's society.
Your society is loving.
Yeah, lovable.
It's a lovable society.
Yeah.
What are some of the things that make it that makes it very lovable? What are the activities that make it that you see?
Football, playing games.
Yeah.
Then dancing too.
Dancing.
Yeah.
What kind of dance do you love dancing to?
Me.
Hmm.
Break dance.
Eh?
Yeah.
Break dance, Michael Jackson. Eh?
Yes.
You break them down. Yeah. Break the bones. Yes, Dorka.
The society that give an understanding the right of each other.
Eh? I think I love your society. Man, that is cool, eh? Yes, Susie.
Society that fears God.
Eh, society that fears God. Wow. Wow. God above everything. Man, this is just very good. Thank you so much. Yes. Dear listeners, this is Kids Expressive. You've just tuned in and we are discussing with amazing kids all the way from JCC in Munu Key. Yes, we understand that societies have challenges. There are some shortfalls. Sometimes the resources are not enough. Yes, what are some of the challenges that you have in your societies that we can share together today?
Lack of guardians and parents.
Lack of guidance and parents. Yeah. Yes, yes, Emmanuel. How does that affect the society, seriously?
So that one, some children lack guardians. So that also means lack of advice. They are not given advice. Then lack of parents, some are orphans, the children.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, that is very important. Yes. Yes, Musa.
Yeah, in the society in which the children lack advice, straight away to my points, especially in girls. When girls are not advised, they will easily get early pregnancy, which will lead to school dropout. When they drop out from the school, it will lead them into an unhappy family. And when it will lead that family to be an unhappy family, it will immediately involve them to enter into conflict within the family of the girl and the family of the boy. And also, and in boys, when they are not also given advice, they'll straight away joining power groups in which they steal people's property, kidnapping, even rapping sometimes. And also not all in that, they also involve themselves in drinking alcohol, smoking, which will lead them to poor health in their life.
Wow. This is very important. Yes, some of the challenges. Who's shared? Yes, Lisa.
Lack of love given to the children. Because if you don't give a total love to the children, it may really result for you into a negative result. As in reality is happening, you can see young children on the way as the street children. That is because parents don't have a total love and the society doesn't have a hope for the children that they are going to hold this nation one day one time.
Wow, wow, wow. Liz, that one is very deep. Thank you so much. Yes, anyone? Yes, Susie.
No rights for the children.
No rights for the children. Can you explain some of the rights which are abused for the children? What are some of the children's rights which are not upheld in the communities?
Children are not educated. They are just asked to work for the family. Girls are to cook and boys are to labor on a farm.
Ah, okay. Yes, Dorka.
Children are not trained in godly way.
Yeah. Please explain more.
Some parents, they are not training their children godly way. And that is bad. You must train your child godly way to make our society so nice.
Wow, wow, wow. A society that fears God is always prosperous, right? Cool. This is very, very, very nice. Whoa, I'm just having a time of my life and enjoying this show because I'm getting a lot of insights. Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, you're listening to Kids Express, a show on Radio Miraya 101 FM in partnership with Hold a Child. Do not go away. We are going for a short break. When we get back, a lot is in store for you. Please do not even temper to go away.
Ever wanted to know what it's like to have a point of view as a child?
To speak out, to be heard, and to be part of the fun?
Listen to Kids Express, a journey of children with one voice on a variety of issues, topics, and candid interviews with some of the experts in South Sudan.
Kids Express, every Saturday, 12 p.m., only on Radio Miraya.
Join Morrison and the children's crew as they write with you. It's here. Hang out with the children, Saturday on Kids Express.
Welcome from that short break. This is Kids Express. I'm Uncle Deno Truth, still pushing through. Yes, to our back to our guest in the studio today. Yes, our question would be, what would you love to see in your society as a child? Yes, Elizabeth.
I would like to see us children cooperating with their parents in the society.
Wow, cooperation between children and parents in the society. Very nice. Yes, Emmanuel.
I would love to see children going to school.
Children must go to school.
Yeah.
No one should stay at home, yeah?
Yes.
Yes, anyone else? Musa, you want to see anything in your society?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to see people showing kindness to each other and also advising each other.
Kindness and advising each other. Yes, Susie, you want to add something? What do you love doing in your society as a child? Yes, Dorka.
I like to respect my society. For example, I will respect the elders and everybody in my society.
Uh-huh. What are some of the importance of respecting people in the society, Dorka?
If your mother tells you that you go and bring for me water, you must go.
Mm.
Yes.
Some children, when they tell them to go and bring water, they go and bring knives or they go and bring potatoes. They don't listen, eh?
Yes.
Others don't even kneel down. They just come and pour the water on people. Is that good?
No.
Well, I am a quiz. Yes. Who else want to add something? Yes, Elizabeth.
In our society, we do love doing cultivation.
Yeah.
Yes. As it is the right season for us to cultivate, when it was the off days from the school, parents and children used to gather and go to the lock areas where they go and plant some things like greens, maize, granite, and then when it is harvested, they do share among themselves in the society.
Uh-huh. Do you have a garden?
Yeah, we have.
Where is the garden located?
It is located there in Lemungaba.
Lemungaba. Hey, what are some of the things that you planted there? Me, I want to come.
And we have see. Planted some maize and granite there.
I want maize. Wallahi, I need maize. How big are the maize now?
They have a bit grown some.
How many months to, eating now?
Two.
Two? 2 months? Wallahi, 2 months is a lot. But I'm still coming. Yes, Emmanuel.
Cooperation with the elders.
Hey.
Yeah.
How do you cooperate with your elders, Emmanuel?
Cooperate with them in terms of building, digging with them, also seeking for some good advice from them.
Wow. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Yes, Musa. Yes, Susie.
Practicing cultural activities.
Cultural activities. What are some of the cultural activities that you like practicing with the elders, with the people in the society?
And singing.
Cool. Dancing and singing. Yes. What else? Yes, Musa.
Apart from my friends' reviews, the most thing that I like to do in my society, as I said before, I like to advise people mostly. And as I'm advising, I don't want to see my advice goes in fence, but I would like to see changes in people of my society.
Changes in the people of the society. That is very, very, very brilliant. Yes. Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in today, we are talking society and we are trying to close this very important and very interesting series, Societies and Culture. And if we come back, a lot is still in store for you. Remember, fun time is around the corner and we don't want to miss that one. You are never late for the show. You are just at the right time at the right place. Thank you. Don't go away. Yes, back to our guest in the studio today. Let's go straight to our first reader. Who is giving us our first reader for today? Dorka, please take it over.
Riddle. My riddle is goes like this. What is in front of a woman and the back of cow?
What is in front of a woman and the back of a cow? Come on. You people, you are quiet. You need to tell us. Yes.
Letter W.
Come on.
Correct?
How?
How is letter W in front of a woman and behind the cow?
Because if you are writing woman, the first letter is starting with W and the end of cow is ending with W.
Wow. Is that correct, Dorka?
Yes.
Wow, let's clap for Susie. Yes, next riddle. Yes, Elizabeth.
I do speak all the language of the world. I do smile, sing, and I have no legs. I'm in different shape of this world, but sometimes my master used to take me for a walk. What am I?
Hi. Yes, Emmanuel.
Radio.
That's correct.
Aye. What about a phone? Let's clap for Emmanuel. Yes, next riddle. Yes, Emmanuel.
Riddle. We're having a security guard in a white suit and a black cap.
A security guard? Come again.
A security guard in a white suit and black cap.
White suit and black cap. Wallahi, who is that security guard? Come on. Yes, Musa.
It is a matchstick.
Correct.
A matchstick?
Yeah.
Is a security guard now?
Yeah.
Hi, let's clap. Yes, Dorka.
Riddle. When my father is not there, I will be ugly with everyone. And if my father is there, I will be happy with anyone.
Three.
You explain.
Because if weather is there, just the tree will fly and laugh. But if no weather, it will just stop.
No wind.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, I Dorka. Susie is very bright today. Let's clap for her. Yes, Susie.
Riddle. I'm yellow, but people call me blue.
You're yellow, and people call you blue.
Yeah.
How do blue and yellow be called together now? How can you be yellow and blue at the same time? Who is trying? Musa, you want to try? Yes, Elizabeth.
I think it's blue band.
Yeah, it's correct.
How did I think about this thing? Blue band and it is yellow. Oh my goodness. Yes, Musa.
What has an eye but cannot see?
Millipede.
Yeah.
Millipede.
You're right.
Millipede does not see? Yeah. I wanted to say iPhone. Yes, Dorka.
I have something. When it's going with t-shirt. When it's coming back, it's coming with coat. What is it?
Yes, try, Elizabeth.
I think it's granite. Yeah. When you're planting it without the balls. But when it is harvested, it will be harvested with balls.
Genius. And today I'm learning new riddles. I'm going to fix people when I go home. They will see. Yes, any other? Yes, Elizabeth.
Forex on top of Forex waiting for Forex.
I come again. I've not heard that one.
That one is Forex on top of Forex waiting for Forex.
Forex on top of Forex waiting for Forex. Wallahi, this one is serious, ba? Yes, try, Musa.
It's the cat on the table waiting for the rat.
That's correct.
Today is just interesting. A cat, what?
On top of table and waiting for a rat.
A cat waiting for a rat on top of a table.
Yeah.
Fire. Okay. Who has another? Yes, Musa.
Let me just remind you of an English word. The first two letters are different. It is consisting actually of 9 letters. The first two letters are different. The third letter and the fourth letter are the same. The fifth letter is different. The sixth and the seventh letter are the same. The eighth and the ninth letter are the same.
Shit.
My friend. How do I know that one? Okay, first come again.
There is an English word.
Uh-huh.
It is consisting of actually 9 letters. The first two letters are different. The third and the fourth letter are the same. The fifth letter is different. The sixth and the seventh letter are the same. And the eighth and the ninth letter are the same.
Hi. Okay, you guys are quiet. You need to tell us this answer. Me, I don't know. Yes, Dorka, you want to try? It's serious,
that's challenging.
Man, that one is the hardest read of today. I was having fun until now. Yes, Emmanuel, you are the brain of this place. You need to tell us the answer. Susie, you've been telling us all the answers of the riddle. What is the answer today? It's serious, eh? They say the first letter is different, the second one, the third is the same, then the fourth is different. Oh, so you have agreed that Musa tells us the answer?
Yes.
You people have agreed?
Yes.
You, everyone will buy alawa for Musa if he tells us the answer.
Yeah.
Have we agreed?
Yeah.
You are saying yes?
Yes.
Okay. Musa, tell us the answer.
I'm only simplifying it for you so that you get it easier. In the school, it is there. In the community, it is there. Every program, it is there.
Now they've made it simple. He has refused to tell us the answer, but he has given us hints how we can get the answers. Now you try. They said it's in school, every pro. You said program?
Society.
Society.
In the school, it is there. In the society, it is there.
Mm-hmm.
And also in other programs, it is also there.
Okay, now they have said the answer. Walai, can't you give us the answer? Susie, check something.
Okay.
Emmanuel, are you people still saying you failed?
Yeah, I failed completely.
I think you should buy ash for this guy now.
Ready to receive.
You're ready to receive? Walai, Musa, we failed, including me. Tell us the answer.
It doesn't matter, it's just committee.
It's a committee? Oh, man. How do you do this to me? I thought I knew this thing. So it's a committee. Oh, man, I think we need to clap for Musa. Yes, who's giving us the last reader for today? Yes, Elizabeth.
Flesh inside and the bones are outside.
Flesh inside and the bones are outside. Fire. Doruka, tell us the answer.
Egg.
Korea.
An egg. I'm failing very simple things, eh? Hey, okay, let's clap for Dorka. Okay, Musa wants to give us the last riddle.
It's for you.
For me?
Yeah.
You want to finish me now? Okay.
There is a system where the upper part interprets. The lower part walk or just kick away everything it sees in its way. The parts in the right and the left, they assist in some work. The center, it is the factory where raw materials brought and now divided into their different work in the world.
My friend, how can I even know that one? Come again, you repeat again. But I don't know, you just repeat.
There is a system where the upper part interpret. The parts in the left and the right side, they assist in some works. The lower parts walk or just kick away everything it sees in its way. In the middle, it is the center where raw materials was brought and it manufactured into useful items.
I want to try. Body.
You see? Eh? I think I've failed successfully and I'm asking Dorka to save me. Dorka, if you don't save me, we are in this together, yeah? You know we are buddies, eh? Yes, we are friends. You need to pass. Don't fail.
It's body.
Because I did a mistake, I answered it at first.
Hey, so the answer is correct?
Yeah.
I knew it. I was going to say the answer.
It was my mistake.
Me, I was about to say the answer now.
It was my mistake since I...
So it is a body. Explain.
Because the head is where the brain is. Mm-hmm. And when the ears heard something, the brain will interpret. And the right... And the right part and the left part, it is the hands in which they assist carrying things. The leg, the lower part, it is the leg. Where if it see any rubbish in this way, it kick, or even it kick a football. And it also assists one to walk.
Mm.
And the stomach, it is the center where if you eat food, yet, when it go inside the stomach, and then the stomach will see its work where vitamin will go, proteins will go,
Man, this is very awesome. I think we need to clap for Musa. Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, hey, Fun Time has just gone next level. And if we come back, hey, Fun Time continues. Don't go away. Do not go away. This is the nicest part of the show. Oh, don't go away.
Nearly 2 million children are out of school in South Sudan. Children are not able to continue their education due to lack of school fees, uniform and scholastic materials, distance from home, ongoing conflict, and various other reasons. While for many such children, they can't wait to be in school, a school for them represents more than just a learning place, a place for social learning, for fun, and a place where they feel safe. And the parents have a great role in making their children stay in school and ensure that they continue until completion.
I have done the right thing by sending my child in school. Education is a necessity for every child. Only this way, my John will become a doctor tomorrow.
I am learning in school.
I love going to school and playing. My best friends are Abu, Ajawi, and Kapuki. My teacher teaches us well and takes care of us. She wants us to be good children.
I never miss a day in school. Every child has a right to be in school. What are you waiting for? Let's go to school to be better people in the future.
There comes a time when we hear you certain call, when the world must come together as one.
Fun Time is still on the way, and Elizabeth has a very nice story for us. Everyone, listen to the story from Elizabeth. Let's do this.
Story, story?
Story.
Once upon a time, there was a very stubborn king. His name was King Lubanga. So that king, he used to disobey the command given by the elders in the village. So one day, he have disagreed with one of the witch doctors, and the witch doctors grew annoyed with him. So the witch doctor said to him, "As you have disobeyed my command, I am going to make your ears to be as a donkey's ears." So immediately the king's ears changed into a donkey's ears. So he ran inside. No way for him to go outside with the donkey's ears, because it is going to make a shame. How can a king have a donkey's ears? So he used to put on a cape. And whenever he goes outside, he goes with the cape. Inside, he stays without the cape. So for him to shave the hair, he cannot go to where the babies are. So he used to call the babies at home to come and shave his hairs. One day he called the baby. When the baby shaved his hair, he asked the baby, "What have you seen as you were shaving my hair?" The baby said, "I've seen a big donkey's ears on their head." Then the king said, "You are insulting me as your king." So he ordered the soldiers to go and slaughter that man away. They killed him. So as time have gone, many babies are dying in that way. So there was no remaining baby in the village. So there was only a small boy who is still learning how to shave hair, and he was a very wise small guy. So one day the king ordered for the baby to come to his house and shave his hair. When that baby came, he told the baby touched fast, that "I can see all the babies of the village are going to the king's house, but they never return back. We don't know what happened, but I have to be very wise and careful with the king's words." When he went there, he shaved the king's hair. And he saw a very big ears of the donkeys on the king's hair. So when he finished, the king asked him, "Young boy, what have you seen on my head as you were shaving me?" The boy said, "King, I have seen nothing. You have a very round and nice head. You have a beautiful ears." The king grew happy with him and said, "You are the right baby that I like. Everyone insults my head and my ears, but you are the one who like my ears. So as you go outside, don't tell anyone what you have seen." So the baby went. As time goes, his hair grows, and the same baby is on to come and shave his hair. One day, the baby could no longer stay with the what in his heart. The secret is now like for him to spread it all over, but he can't, because if he spread it, the king will kill him. He went deep into a forest. He dug a hole and shouted there that King Lubanga has donkey's ears, and then he locked the holes again. He went away, continuing with his work. So when it was raining season, the place grew with the grass. So whenever it is coming with a windy day, people do cross that way. They hear the grasses are sounding like King Lubanga has donkey's ears. People are wondering, what is that sound coming from? Many people gathered and hearing the grasses sounding just King Lubanga has donkey's ears. So the news have reached until they into the palace there. So the king heard that. He went with his legs and heard it with his own ears that King Lubanga has donkey's ear. So in that way, he could not blame anyone. What he has learned that no secret can be hidden in this world. So he has to keep the ears to be seen by everyone.
Cool, cool. Man, that is a nice story. Let's clap for Liz. Yes, what have we learned from this nice story from Liz? Yes, Musa.
Yeah, I've at least pictured two. The first one, you need to be wise. This problem happens when you see your friends going somewhere and they don't come back. You need first to think of what is the reason, not just also to go like an accident just happened to you.
Wow.
And secondly, not to be rude with anybody in the community. You need to show kindness to the people. When you are being rude, the more you are rude, the people may hate you.
Wow. Thank you so much, Musa. Yes, Emmanuel.
You have to respect the elders.
You have to respect the elders, eh?
Yeah.
Otherwise, they will kill you.
Yeah.
Like the king killed the babas, eh? Yes, yes, Dorka.
I learned that nothing should be hidden in this world.
Yeah, nothing should be hidden. That is very serious. Susie, you want to tell us something you've learned?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Yes, Lisa.
I have learned that let us obey the command of the elder ones.
Obey the commands of the elder ones. Yes. Dear listeners, if you've just tuned in, hey, you're listening to the Kids Express. And we are almost coming to the end of the show. But before we close the show, I want to have final words from our guest from the studio. Yes. Who are we starting with? Yes, yeah. Lisa.
Yeah, my final remarks goes to all who are hearing me, whether from north to south or east to west. I would like to tell you that let us work in hand and cooperate together in order to build this nation. Just remember that hard work pays. Just do your work and people may like it.
Thank you so much, Lisa, Elizabeth. Yes, Emmanuel, you want to tell us your final remarks?
Yeah.
Yes, please go ahead.
My final regards are going to the children and parents. Let the parents keep their children going on to school because education is the key to the future.
Education is the key to a brighter future. Thank you so much, Emmanuel. Yes, Musa.
My final remarks goes to my dear beloved parents. Of course, you are not all in all in nuclear families, but also in some families, they have their extended families where they sit with their relative. And my advice to them, not to separate anyone in that family, although it's not your child or it's not a person with whom it was born out of you, do not do separation in that family because God himself has created us with the same feelings. When you hurt somebody, it is the same one that when they hurt you, you will also feel the pain. And also secondly, when you are advising people, please do not forget yourself also. As there is said, try to advise, but do not try to forget yourself. As you are advising people, see the changes and also remember that you need also to be an exemplary to the other people in the society.
Thank you so much, Musa. Yes, Susie.
So you have to love one another as your brother and your sister.
Wow, thank you so much. Yes, Dorka.
You have to train your children godly way.
Training our children in godly way. Wow, thank you so much, dear listeners. Today we've enjoyed a lot of very nice discussions with children all the way from JCC in Munich. Just like in summary, we looked at what our societies are, what is a society. We looked at what makes our societies nice and beneficial to live in. We also looked at some of the challenges that we have in our societies. And we also looked at what we love doing in our societies and what we would love to see as children in our societies. We had fun with the children, amazing riddles and poems. Oh, today has been good. This has been just very nice. And next week, we will be opening a brand new chapter of this. We've closed this week. Of societies and culture. Next week we'll be having a whole new chapter which is very interesting in the National Talk. That series, you do not want to miss. Just you never know what will come up. This show comes up with every new things every Saturday. So till next Saturday, National Talk, we will be rolling it with different kids from all around Juba. Please do not miss this amazing opportunity to listen to the hearts of the children. Today I've been your host, Uncle Deno. Until next Saturday, till we meet again, stay safe, stay clean, have a beautiful weekend.
Holiday, happy day, holiday, happy day. day.